This is the Sakar Merli of the 4th of June 2024. Essence, sweet children, this dirty world is now to be set on fire. Therefore forget everything that you call yours, including your bodies. Do not attach your hearts to this world. Question. Why does the Father inspire you to have distaste for this land of sorrow? Answer. Because you have to go to the land of peace and the land of happiness. You no longer have to stay in this dirty world. You understand that souls will separate from their bodies and return home. Therefore, why should you look at those bodies? Your intellect should not be drawn to anyone's name or form. Even by having dirty thoughts, your status will be destroyed. Om Shanti. Shiv Baba speaks to his children, to you souls. It is you souls that listen. Each of you has the faith that you are a soul. After having this faith, you have to explain to others that the unlimited Father has come to take everyone back home. He frees you from the bondages of sorrow and takes you into relationships of happiness. Relationship is called happiness, and bondage is called sorrow. Do not now attach your hearts to anyone's name or form, etc. here. Prepare to return to your home. The unlimited Baba has come to take all souls back home. Therefore, do not allow your heart to be drawn to anyone here. All of the bondages here are dirty. You understand that you now have to become pure, that no one should touch your bodies with dirty thoughts. Those thoughts are removed. You cannot return home without becoming pure. You will have to experience punishment if you do not reform yourselves. At this time, all souls are unreformed. They perform dirty acts through their bodies. Their hearts are attached to dirty bodily beings. The Father comes and says, stop all those dirty thoughts. You souls have to separate from your bodies and return home. This world is very dirty. You no longer want to stay in it. You have no desire to look at anyone. The Father has now come to take you to heaven. The Father says, children, consider yourselves to be souls. In order to become pure, remember the Father. Do not attach your hearts to any bodily beings. All your attachments should end completely. A husband and wife love each other a lot. They cannot be separated from one another. You now have to consider yourselves to be souls, brothers. No dirty thoughts should remain. The Father explains, this world is now a brothel. It is because of the vices that you have experienced sorrow from their beginning through the middle to the end. The Father inspires you to have distaste. You are now sitting in a steamer and ready to return home. The soul understands that he is now to return to the Father. You have disinterest in this entire old world. You no longer want to stay in this dirty world of hell, this brothel. Therefore, it is very bad to have dirty thoughts of poison. Your status would also be destroyed. The Father says, I have come to take you to the beautiful world, the land of happiness. I will take you away from this brothel to the Shiva temple. Therefore, your intellect should now remain in yoga with the new world. You should have so much happiness. Unlimited Baba is teaching you. It is in your intellects how the unlimited cycle of the world turns. By knowing the cycle of the world, that is, by spinning the discus of self-realization, you become rulers of the globe. If your intellects are connected in yoga to bodily beings, your status will be destroyed. You should not remember any bodily relationships. This is a world of sorrow, in which everyone causes sorrow. The Father takes everyone away from this dirty world. Therefore, connect your intellects in yoga to your home. Human beings perform devotion in order to go into liberation. You also say we souls do not want to stay here. We will renounce these dirty bodies and return to our home. These are old shoes. You will renounce those bodies while remembering the Father. In your final moments, you should not remember anyone except the Father. You also have to leave your bodies here. When you leave your bodies, you also leave everything else. You have to forget everything that you say is yours, including your own bodies. This dirty world is to be set on fire. This is why you must not attach your hearts to it. The Father says, "Sweetest children, I am establishing heaven for you. You are the ones who will go and live there. Your faces are now in that direction. You have to remember the Father, the home, and heaven. You have distaste for this land of sorrow. You have distaste for those bodies. What need is there to get married? By getting married, your heart becomes attached to a body. The Father says, do not love those old shoes. This is a brothel. All are impure. It is the kingdom of Ravan. You must not attach your hearts to anyone here except the Father. If you do not remember the Father, your sins of innumerable births cannot be cut away. In that case, you will have to experience a great deal of punishment, and your status will also be destroyed. Therefore, why not renounce those iron-aged bondages? The Father explains these unlimited things to everyone. When sannyasis were Rajopratan, the world was not so dirty. They used to live in a jungle, and everyone would be attracted to them. People would take food there to them. They lived there without fear. You also have to remain fearless. You need broad and unlimited intellects for that. You children become happy when you come to the Father. You are claiming the inheritance of the land of happiness from the unlimited Father. There is so much sorrow here. There are many dirty diseases, etc. The Father gives you a guarantee that he will take you to a place where there is no sorrow or any trace of sickness, etc. He makes you healthy for half a cycle. You will have to experience a great deal of punishment if you attach your hearts to anyone here. Explain to those who speak of 3 minutes silence and ask them, what will happen with just silence? Here you have to remember the Father through which your sins can be absolved. The Father is the one who gives you the blessing of silence. How can you receive peace without remembering him? Only by remembering him can you receive your inheritance. New teachers should teach these lessons. You should become alert, and no one will then say anything. Since you belong to the Father, you will receive food for your stomach. You will receive a great deal for your livelihood. Sister Vedanti took an exam in which there was the question, "Who is the sermonizer of the Gita?" She replied, "The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul Shiva." So she failed, whereas those who wrote Sri Krishna's name passed. The child told the truth, but because they did not know this, they failed her. Then she had to argue with them and tell them that she wrote the truth. The incorporeal Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is the God of the Gita. It cannot be Sri Krishna, a bodily being. However, this child had the desire to do spiritual service, and so she stopped studying. You now know that while remembering the Father, you have to renounce your bodies and go to the world of silence. By staying in remembrance, you receive both health and wealth. There used to be peace and prosperity in Bharat. If you Kumaris were to sit and explain these things to people, no one would criticize you. If any of them oppose you, you can put your case to them according to the law. Go and see the important officers. What can they do to you? It's not that you will starve. You can eat a chapati with a banana or yogurt. Human beings commit so many sins for the sake of their stomachs. The Father comes and changes everyone from a sinful soul to a charitable soul. There is no need to commit sin or tell lies. You receive happiness for 3/4 of the cycle, and sorrow for only 1/4 of the cycle. The Father now says, "Sweetest children, now remember me, and your sins of many births will be burnt away. There is no other way." People stumble a great deal on the path of devotion. They could worship Shiva at home, but they still definitely go to a temple. Here you have found the Father. There is no need for you to keep an image of him. You know the Father. He is your unlimited Father. He is giving you, children, your inheritance of the kingdom of heaven. You have come here in order to claim your inheritance from the Father. Here there is no question of studying any scriptures, etc. You simply have to remember the Father. Baba, we are about to come to you. How long has it been since you left that home? After leaving the land of happiness, you took 63 births. The Father now says you have to go to the land of peace and the land of happiness. Continue to forget this land of sorrow. Remember the land of happiness and the land of peace. There is nothing difficult about this. Shiv Baba doesn't need to study any scriptures, etc. This Brahma has studied them. Shiv Baba is now teaching you. This Brahma can also teach. However, you must always consider it to be Shiv Baba who is teaching you. By remembering him, your sins will be absolved. This one is in between. The Father says there is now very little time left, not a great deal. Don't think that you will receive whatever is in your fortune. In a school, you make effort to study. You wouldn't just say that you will receive whatever is in your fortune. If you do not study here, you will have to work there for innumerable births. You will not be able to claim a kingdom. Later on, in the Silver Age, you might receive a crown. The main thing is to become pure and inspire others to become pure. Tell others the true story of becoming the true Narayan. This is very easy. Explain that you have two fathers. You receive limited inheritances from your limited fathers, and you receive unlimited inheritance from your unlimited father. By remembering your unlimited father, you become a deity. However, within that, you have to claim a high status. People fight hard to claim a status. At the end, they will help one another with bombs. There never used to be so many religions, but they will no longer remain. You are the ones who are to rule the kingdom. Therefore, have mercy for yourselves. At least claim a high status. Some children even give 8 annas, half a rupee, and say, place one brick for me for heaven. You have heard the example of Sudama. In return for a handful of rice, he received a palace. The poor only have 8 annas, so they can only give that much. They say, Baba, we are poor. You children are now earning a true income. The income of everyone else here is false. When they donate and perform charity, they are only donating to sinful souls. Therefore, instead of it becoming charity, it becomes a sin. It also becomes a sin for the one who gave the money. By doing such things, everyone has become a sinful soul. Charitable souls only exist in the Golden Age. That is the world of charitable souls. Only the Father can create that world. It is Ravan who makes souls sinful. People become very dirty. The Father now says, don't perform dirty acts. There is no dirt in the new world. Its name is heaven, so there cannot be anything else there. One's mouth begins to water as soon as the word heaven is said. The deities must have existed, which is why their memorials exist. Souls are imperishable. There are countless actors. They must have been sitting somewhere from where they came to play their parts. There are now countless human beings in the Iron Age. The kingdom of the deities no longer exists. It is very easy to explain to others. One religion is being established again, and all the others are to be destroyed. When you were in heaven, there was no other religion. In the picture of Rama, they have portrayed him with a bow and arrow. There is no question of a bow and arrow there. You understand that the service someone does now is the service he did in the previous cycle. Those who do a great deal of service are loved by the Father a great deal. When a physical father's children study very well, he has more love for them than he has for those who just keep quarrelling and eating. Those who do service are loved a great deal. There is a story about the two cats that fought while Sri Krishna took the butter from between them and ate it. You are the ones who receive the butter of the kingdom of the whole world. Therefore, don't become careless and become dirty. Don't lose your kingdom because of that. You receive the Father's directions. If you do not remember him, your burden of sin will continue to increase, and you will then have to experience a great deal of punishment. You will cry a lot in repentance. You can receive a kingdom for 21 births. However, if you fail in this, you will cry a lot. The Father says, don't remember your father's home or your in-laws' home. Simply remember your future new home. The Father says, don't go crazy on seeing someone. You have to become a flower. The deities were flowers. There are thorns in the Iron Age. Now, at the Confluence Age, you are becoming flowers. You must not cause sorrow for anyone. It is only when you become like that here that you will go to the Golden Age. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say Namaste to the Spiritual Father. Essence for Dana. 1. You must not remember anyone except the One Father in your final moments. In order to achieve this, do not allow your heart to become attached to this world. Do not have love for impure bodies. Break your Iron Age bondages. 2. Make your intellect broad and unlimited and become fearless. In order to become a charitable soul, do not commit any sin now. Don't tell lies for the sake of your stomach. Use your handful of rice in a worthwhile way and accumulate a true income. Have mercy for yourself. Blessing. May you be an image of Tapasya, and with your love for God, free yourself and the world from obstacles. To have love for the one God is Tapasya. It is with this power of Tapasya that you can free yourself and the world from obstacles for all time. To be free from obstacles and to free others from obstacles is your true service of liberating all souls from many types of obstacles. On the basis of your tapasya, you serviceable children claim from the Father the blessing of having liberation in life and of becoming instruments to give this to others. Slogan. Gather together the love that has been scattered everywhere, and have love for the One Father, and you will then be liberated from having to work hard. Om Shanti.